This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. It's book. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. By stackup.org. And by swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff from there. Get your drink stuff. Then put in the code in the checkout. Quest. The code is Quest. In today's news, we have some Star Wars. We have some Nintendo news as well. Yeah, that's going to be a funny one. And we got some Spider-Man news. But we begin today with someone coming off of suspension. This comes to us from .esports.com. And Nick Hill, Forsaken, Kamoat, is now off of a 5-year ban for Counter-Strike 2. And the ban was handed out by Esports Integrity Commission, and that did expire today, this October 24th. So what happened here? Well, at Extremes Land, that is the Asia Finals in Shanghai, China, he was caught using a hack that was named word.exe. My bad. But after that, an investigation was dropped and put forward, and what was also found, due to the investigation, sorry, words are hard, he also did that in India, because he also cheated at the ESL India Premiership fall event a few weeks earlier. So the Esports Integrity Commission went ahead and banned him for 5 years. And ESL and a few others like Blast and WePlay banned him as well. So now, Forsaken did some talking to AFK Gaming, and he said, quote, "I am broken inside, but I am paying for what I did. I have committed a far greater mistake for the community, and I must pay not only for my mistake, but also for the people who trusted me. I know my career, Counter-Strike, is over." Now, Forsaken did drop his social media accounts since he was banned. And as well you know, he is not planning to play Counter-Strike professionally. And that is mainly because he is still under a ban for the majors, the major tournaments. And that's according to Valve's RMR guidelines. So maybe he's done. We shall see. Now, CS2 players, talking about Counter-Strike, they're wondering when Valve will fix a basic problem. And that's mainly because their voices cannot be heard. The players' voices cannot be heard. This also comes to us from .esports.com. And there has been a lot of players that communicate at all. In fact, some of the Reddit people under a global offensive on Reddit did say, "So when is Valve going to fix microphones in CS2? One player did write, "Playing solo is basically not possible. I don't want to shout through the whole game to be able to communicate. I can fiddle with the audio settings in between games, turning stuff off and on, and then it finally works. But only for one game. The very next one, it's gone again. I've actually stopped calling stuff. I just ping and pray now." But right now, there is no idea as to when Valve is going to fix this problem. Now, talking about esports as a whole, thesportsgen.com did say that Ronaldo, yes, him, and the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was on a panel to host the 2024 Esports World Cup. So here's what Ronaldo did say, quote, "An honor to meet His Royal Highness Prince Mohammed bin Salman again, and great to be a part of this panel today to discuss the future of esports and the launch of the first ever Esports World Cup to be held in Saudi Arabia next year." In fact, that's what Ronaldo did say there on X. So what's going to happen? Well, they are going to be the host, and I think that this is a mistype, for the 2024 FIFA World Cup. Or maybe it's not. They're saying 2034. But they're going to be hosting a big event in the summer of 2024. But Saudi Arabia will be named the host for the 2034 FIFA World Cup. And that'll be solidifying the position of the world of sports. And they also want to have the FIFA Women's World Cup in 2035. But talking about this year, this is where the esports will be happening for some events. In fact, the Esports World Cup will replace the Gamers 8 and RIDA. And that's what the event organizers didn't make that announcement on social media, because the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman did basically say that he wants to grow the Saudi Arabia esports industry, which was introduced by the Crown Prince last September, not last month, but a year before that, 2022. So, to beat the heat, they're going to have an indoor stadium as a part of the attraction. And they'll have the main goal of hosting the event will be to support Saudi Arabia's 2030 vision that will help make tourism and the economy, along with job opportunities. So that's the esports scene. So let's shift it over to games, shall we? And maybe some equipment. That would include Kotaku, and they're saying Final Fantasy VII Rebirth may have a big surprise planned for us players. Now, back in the 1977 role-playing game, Final Fantasy VII has now been remade, and that started in 2020. Now, February 29th, a date that a lot of us are looking forward to, 2024, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth will be back and will have some reinvention with it. Obviously, improved graphics, and that'll be a new narrative beat, but that will help out with the lore. But that would also include a surprise of one of the game's most memorable scenes. That's what the developers are saying. Now, way back in the day, the forgotten capital that you reach as Cloud covers you with ice water as you see Sephiroth killing Aerith. Now, in the 90s, that was the first disc that ended on that note. Now, at this week's Thailand Game Show 2023, Naoki Hamaguchi was talking to Gamebrot. He is the Rebirth director, and he said, quote, "To all the gamers regarding this you-know-what moment, we can confirm that we will give you a big surprise, so you can look forward to later in the game." So what will be the surprise? Now, there are some theories to it, but we will all find out in about 5 months or so. This is going to be very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Now we get to Spider-Man 2. And yeah, the fans are saying that they found the worst suit in the game. And this comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and that worst suit is for Miles Morales. Now, there are 70 suit options in Marvel Spider-Man 2. And you got a lot of choice on how you want Peter and Miles look while they're swinging around the city. Some of the designs came right out of the comic books and movies, while others are original creations from Insomniac Games. The suit that they're talking about is Miles' evolved suit, which comes with a hood and a mask so that Miles' hair can be visible, and some very bright Adidas sneakers. But it does take the superhero style in a different direction, is what Games Radar is saying. And a lot of fans don't care for it. As I look at it, I look at it. Maybe we'll talk about this on the weekly show. But one of the fans of the game, Genzo786, said, "It's the footwear. The shoes just don't do it," quote, for me. That's a direct quote from him. And Dominus3, the degree, I believe that's all on the subreddit, it is. As he said, quote, "The shoes don't do it for me either. I like Miles' original suit. He still has sneaks, but they're sewed in and blended." But some other fans were about the cutoff mask. Tebalik15 did say, quote, "I like it, but I wish the hair wasn't out." And Evan Gimmerlal, LOL, did say, "A normal mask with the hair placed on top, like a Lego piece." That's what he was describing about the hair, or about hair sticking out the uniform. So there are some other quotes there. Now, we go to Nintendo Everything, because, yeah, the Just Dance 2024 edition song list has been announced, and there's quite a list to it. I'll give you a couple, okay? Calm Down, that's by Rema, Butter by BTS, Flowers by Miley Cyrus, Gimme More, Britney Spears, I Am My Own Muse by Fall Out Boy, Survivor by Destiny's Child. Yeah, there's a Bad Bunny song there too, but I'm not going to try to announce it. And You Should See Me in a Crown by Billie Eilish. Just Dance 2024 edition is now available on your Switch. You can go check that out. TikTok did say it's still committed to VR. That's after ditching the Pico headsets. This comes to us from PCGamer.com. And the TikTok owner, called ByteDance, says it's committed to a virtually reality arm, Pico. And that was after a report that claimed that it was intending to wind down the business. But a report from the research firm called EqualOcean did say that ByteDance's founder, Zhang Yiming, did tell the Pico bosses they should prepare to let Pico disappear into the inky nothingness. But there was a statement that read, quote, "The report that we are shutting down Pico is not true. Pico is under normal operation and the company will continue to invest in the extended reality, XR, business over the long term." Now, there was a suggest that ByteDance was preparing to shake up Pico's business, but you just heard the statement. So with MetaQuest 2 out, PlayStation VR out, and Apple's VR out, Pico might be making one just for China. Now, back to Nintendo and Eurogamer, you're something else sometimes. Because Nintendo Switch has a drink driving game that was rated 3+ and pulled from the eShop. Well, the reason why it was pulled from the eShop is because they use a PEGI 3+ rating. Now, the Need for Spirit Drink and Drive Simulator was released on Switch on October 15th, and it does have some gameplay of, quote, "Hapless professional driver tasked with delivering alcohol beverages to various celebrations. While battling the perilous abysmal roads and your very own addition to the booze you're transporting." And with having a drunk version, the PEGI 3 rating did say that the game is suitable for all age groups. But it did refer to the use of illegal drugs, alcohol, or tobacco. And it should be labeled as PEGI 16 or PEGI 18, not 3+. So that's why it was pulled. So, well, we shall see. We shall see. But we did get a release date for Star Wars Dark Forces Remaster. This comes to us from ggmania.com, and it'll be February 28th, 2024. The Dark Forces will be assembled on both PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, and Series X and S, and it'll be on Switch and on Steam. This will be a first-person shooter. It's a remake that was originally done on the MS-DOS systems back on February 28th, 1995. You want to talk about a remake? This is 30 years in the making. So, if you like Star Wars, go check that one out. While you're at it, go check us out too. We are at Dawnforge. And this has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. More gaming news tomorrow, people. We'll see you then. So go play some games, people.